Okay. Today is Chulin Daf Pei Aleph. We'll learn today, sponsored by Michal and Manny Aaron, Zechor Nishmas, Matasiel, Menachem, Ben Yaakov, and Shomash, and Adam Aliyah. Okay. So, we just said yesterday, right, we had to talk about the Gemara to ask, well, why don't we say that in the Mishnah that you get Malchus also from the Mechus Rizman? So Rav Zeira said, leave out Mechus Rizman, because the Torah says it's a learn Torah to Tosof. Tosos, it's an assay, it's an isra assay, it's not a lav, and therefore you don't get malchus. So, and how did they learn that for? They quoted to the pasuk, it says, miyom hashmini lahalo yevatsay, miyom hashmini in, mei karo lo, so it's a lav about mafal say, it's an assay, because it says you're allowed to do it from the eighth day on, mashma, from the prize of the eighth day you're not, so it's a lav about the klal assay, and it's therefore not, makos rashi tells us what that means, and therefore it, there is no malchus. So, Rav Zeira just explained that for the Patsuk, for Yom HaShemini V'Halei Yeretzei, it teaches the Isser to bring the carbon if something is younger than that. So Mara asked, wait a second, we did that Patsuk for something else. V'Hami Ba'ilei L'Chid Rabbi Abturiki. We need that for the Lima that Rabbi Abturiki taught us. What did he say? Rabbi Abturiki Rami. Rabbi Abturiki discussed an apparent stira between two Patsukim. The beginning of the Patsuk says, it should be with its mother for 7 days. Halayla mashma, that night, the seventh night, going into the eighth day, and it's fuzzy, it's roya for the karban. But at the end of the pasuk, it says, "Siv miyom hashmini lahalo yiratzei," on the eighth day. So basically, we have this, you know, amorphous middle. We don't know what to do with the night of the eighth, because it doesn't say anything until the seventh and the eighth. What about the in-between time? First part of the pasuk seems to imply that it's okay at the night of the eighth. Second says, no, you have to wait till the day of the eighth. Right? So, right, she says, see, but you must be the halal year, it says, me, you must be the halal in, lie below. So, how do you explain this apparent contradiction? So, the answer is, lila likadusha. At night, already, you're allowed to be makdish this behemoth. There's no issur to be makdish this behemoth at night. However, you may not be makravit. But, yom lehartzah. But the yom is for hartzah. That's when you're allowed to be makravit to get ritzuri. So you see from here that we're learning this pasuk by Yom Hashmini V'Halo just to explain the contradiction. Yom Hashmini V'Halo teaches me about Hartzah, not teaching me anything about the lava bama falasei. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, where Rav Zeira said that it's a nitak lasei, he was talking about a different pasuk. The Sifra Afrina, King Tasev Asharfel Etzonecha. Now we're missing the mess of the pasuk, which is Shivas Yom Imo by Yom Hashmini Titnuli. There's another pasuk. Right, there's another pasuk. I'm not sure whether you can say Rabbi Zeira learned it that way or Rabbi Tariki learned it from that pasuk. But there's another pasuk which gives us room to learn both. There are two pasukim that had this apparent contradiction about 7 to 8, and one pasuk will learn out Rabbi Tariki's din, and one pasuk will learn out Rabbi Zeira's din. Tosas asked a very interesting question. What do you mean a pasuk tell me that on the eighth day, that on the night of the eighth day, you can be makrif, you can't be makrif. What do you mean you can't? You can never be makrif anything at night. This should be makrif at night. Tosas says, Yom Lahartzah, the Im Tomer, Yom Tzavaso Nafka. It's more Megillah. So we learn out that you're not allowed to be mocked of anything during the day. But Yom Velo Belayla. The Toso says, the second Toso, it's first full Toso of Yom, it's only down the bottom. The Toso says, the Yishlomer, the Mehukra, from the Pasad, from Megillah, Lo Havi Paslim and Lila. We say that Lila's Pasad. We say you're not allowed to do it. But, Sha'achar Shiva, Lo Havi Psum and Lila Sha'achar Shiva. Basically, the Toso is saying that when it comes to this infant animal, the night of the seventh is completely possible. And it's opposed to Elokamo Shar Leilos in other lo yiri. The other things, it's not supposed to do it. But remember, we had the whole Gemara Zvaka that if it goes up, it doesn't come down. Here we're saying, not only may it not go up, if you do put it up before the eighth day, you gotta take it off. It's not even roy for Akrava at all. That's what we have, that's the extra limud by the animal about being younger than 8 days, as opposed to Shar things that are also to be brought up at night. Other things you can also low say raid, but by this animal, in Allah, you have to be tayrit sistosis. Okay? So now we're going back to what we discussed yesterday. We discussed yesterday that Rav Osha said that our Mishnah does not go like the Shita of Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon holds that Shita she'en ruya ain't a Shita. That the Shita, but it's not accomplished the goals of Shita, is not considered a valid Shita. Because you actually see that Shita in the Mishnah on other days today. So, now the Gemara is going to talk about Rav Shimon's din about Osil Vesbino by Kutchin. Right? They're both kachim. So Amar Rav Hanuna. Rav Hanuna says, Omer Haya Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon held, Ein Oso V'Ezbeno Noe V'Kachim. The concept of Oso V'Ezbeno is not Noe V'Kachim. Doesn't apply. My time. Well, what's the reason why I say this? L'das Rav Shimon. Came into Amar Rav Shimon. Since Rav Shimon said, so before, that Shchita She'ein Ruya. A Shchita doesn't make something right to eat. Right? Doesn't accomplish what Shchita is supposed to accomplish. Lo Shmo Shchita. That's not considered Shchita. So how does that plan out? So therefore, if you chef the mother as kachim, so that's a shrita she'in eruya. Because like we said yesterday, you still need zerikas adam. So the shrita alone doesn't accomplish a heter achila. It doesn't need, so therefore, it's as if it wasn't shefted. So if it wasn't shefted, then there is no mechusar zman on the second child, right? Because it's shefted, because there's no osav yes or no, because the Torah only asked shrita. So again, if I chef the kachim animal first, I find a valid shrita. There's no isra on the second one. So therefore, if I do chef the second one, there's no osav yezbeno. So if I have two kachim inside, they're both going to be valid. Not also the Shimon holds, it's nuanced. From Shimon holds, what does shrita mean? Shrita means by shefting alone, I've now accomplished the goal of achila. But that's not true when it comes to kachim. We said yesterday, by kachim, shechting alone does not accomplish the goal of achila. Why? You still have zrika. So even if you shechted, Tosas pointed out yesterday, even if you shechted after the zrika of the first one, it's still no good. Because yes, combined they accomplish the goal. We're not looking for combinations. We're looking for shechita to accomplish it by in and of by itself. So he says that shechita in a ruyas lo shechita. Why? So he says shechita's kachim. He says that's why shechita's kachim nami. Shrita ain't a ruyah. Kachim is also not shrita. That's not royal. As we said, it doesn't accomplish the goal of achila. It needs something else in order to allow for the animal to be eaten. Okay. So Masiv Rava. So Rava now is going to ask Amar Rav Hanuna. He's going to find a place where Befeirish, where Shimon is going to hold the isra also as we know by kachim. Bring down the brisa. And most people say the Bryce, okay? He says, Oso ve'ezbeno, right? Both of them are Oso ve'ezbeno kachim, bachutz. We have two kachim animals, a mother and an offspring, are kachim, and they're outside. You shef them both outside, okay? So Rishimon Omer, Rishimon says, Sheni velo ta'aseh. The Sheni, you violate a law, right? The Sheni, you violate a law. So Rabbi Shimon, Shehaya Rishimon Omer, Kol haroy lavola achar zman, Harehu below tasa, the able kores. If a father omrim post able kores, ain't a below tasa. So basically, what happens is we shefted the mother kachim outside. We shefted the mother kachim outside. So now what? So now, according to the chachamim, there is no issur of osu v'yasbino, because now that you shefted the mother outside, this child is mechusar zman. Right? So mechusar zman, so it's not really. Right, it's not right to be brought inside. Right, if it's not right to be brought inside, how does it work again? Let's do Rav Shimon first. Rav Shimon said, "Kol haroy levol achar zman." This second animal is mechusar zman, right? It's mechusar zman, so therefore it can be brought if you just wait. So it can be brought if you just wait. Then you don't get kares, but you get a lav. Meaning, there's an issur of osav isbino. Because otherwise, there's no lav. Right? Obviously, there's a lav of shefting outside, but that's not what we're talking about here, right? But call it roi lebola achazman, even if it's not roi now, arei below taisa. You get a lot, right? But ain't bokaris. So therefore, if you shef osova as we know, the second one is not roi to be brought now, but it's roi tomorrow, therefore they don't get karis, but you still have a lot. But the Chachamim say kosha ain't bokaris, anything that doesn't have an issa karis now, because why? Because it cannot be brought in, ain't bolo taisa. You don't have a lot. Even though it's going to be brought tomorrow, you don't have a lot of shefting it today. If you look at the here and now as opposed to what's going to be. The Gemara asks the Kachalon. We have a problem now. Why? Kachim Makutz. What's the problem? It said here, Kachim Makutz, Shimon held, Shein Yibolo Tasa. There is a lot. Right? You have a lot because of, you have a lot. So Kama, the Gemara asks, but the Kama, Mikdal Kato. The first one, what'd you do according to Shimon? You simply killed it because it was Shechita She'ein Roy. Right, the shrita she'ena roi, so sheni miskabel b'fnimhu. So the sheni, therefore, is totally roi to be brought inside. Totally roi to be brought inside. So koris nami l'chayim. So you should be chayiv koris for it. You should be chayiv koris for shchut echutz, because it's totally wrong. What do you mean? I think he's saying right. He's saying that the first, the Dallas people, the first shchita didn't accomplish the goal of shchita. So therefore, the second one that's being shuffled outside is not the Chosh Zman at all. There's no Mechus. Right, so there's, but there's no concept of Mechus Zman. So if I shuffled it outside, why am I only Chayiv Olav? I should be Chayiv Kareis, Mishkut Dechutz. So Gemara answers, this is in Rashi. Rashi Hashem Yivlo Tase, the Shkut Dechutz. You get an Isser out, originally, Rosh Hashem says you get an Isser Olav, Mishkut Dechutz. The apple fisher ain't of the kares, even though there's no kares, the lav is covered with nimbo because you can't bring it inside. We call makom lotaseh ho over rot you lav advance. Since later you can bring it, you're gonna have a lav. Fine. So the Gemara asks, but kama mikil kot rav shimon da shvitus ain't a ruya. If you say if you hold the concept of shvitus ain't a ruya, so why are you saying that you can get a lav, right? You did shvute chutz. Outside, yes. So the Shem talk, the Bryce says specifically, we're talking about the Shani, right? It was most of this we don't touch him, but close to Shem and Omer Shani for those times. The first one getting a courage, it's good to put. Yeah, you have to. Correct, we're talking about the second one. So the Gemara says, the Omer Rava, the Omer Lakhdi, Rava says, some say that Kadi said it, or that Kadi means they don't know who said it. Asuri Metzer Bahakhani, there's a lacuna in the text, it's missing, and we have to figure out what it means. This is what it means. He says as follows. Kachim. Let's say you have kachim, right? Shneim b'chutz. You shafted both of them outside. L'Rabbanon, right? According to Rabbanon, I don't think we're talking about the ultimate no here anymore. We're just talking about the Isser of kachim b'chutz. L'Rabbanon, Rishon anus karis. The first one you get karis. Why? Because it's shkut b'chutz. Sheni, the second korban, is pasul. The second korban is pasul because you shafted it. It's kachim outside. U'pater, and it's puster from Shkut Echutz because it's not Roy left rubber right now. As right now, it's not a valid carbon because you have the Oso as Beno problem. It's Mechus Rizman. It can't be Shechter today. Lirav Shimon, the point of Shimon who holds that Shkita She'en Aruya Ein Shkita, so the Shkita that was outside is clearly an issue of Kareis. And the second one is also a Kareis of Shkita of Kachim Echutz. Why? Because the first Shkita is invalid in the sense that it doesn't create the Isser of Osu Vesmano. It's clearly valid in the fact that you violate Shkut Echutz. That's what Rashi said yesterday. But it doesn't, it's not a valid Shkita to create Osu Vesmano. So if it's not Osu Vesmano, if it's not a valid Shkita for that context, so then the second one is not Mechus Rizman. You shift it outside, you shift it a valid carbon outside, it's a violation of Shkut Echutz, you get Karis. That's if they're two, if both of them are Kachim. Right? Echad Bechutz to Echad Vitnim. Let's say I shift the first one outside. And the second one I do inside. L'Rabbanon, Rishon Onos Kareis. The first one, it's Kareis. Why? Because it's Shkut Echutz. Sheni, the second Karban is Pasul, because it's Mechus Rizman. But Hutter, of course it's Pasul from Kareis, because you shefted it inside. It's a Pasul Karban because it's Mechus Rizman, but you may not bring it, so therefore it's a Pasul Karban. You're only talking about Shkut Echutz over here, that's clearly a violation of your own Shkut Echutz. Okay? And Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Shani is kosher. The second one is kosher. Why? What happens? I shechted the first one outside. It's not a valid shechita legabe also v'yaskuno. Shechita she'ein aruya lav shmei shechita. Therefore, I violate what they put for that one, but it doesn't accomplish anything else. But the second one is not mechus rizman. If I brought it inside, it's a valid part. Right. Rashi said that on the. Rashi says on the top of pay on the base. Look at that Rashi. Rashi says, Shkit, Kama Mikta Kotel. He says, Shkita Kachim Bafut Shkita in Ruhi. When he heal it in your Shkut, they put the sky, the Kari's Havi Shkita. When it comes to Shkita, it's puts in that case, whatever, it's Xavier's Akasato. Elafo Mili Lab Shkita. Shkut, they put the Xavier's Akasato. That if you kill an animal via Shkita outside, you violate it. It's not a real Shkita, but still a violation because of the Xavier's Akasato. That's a crucial Rashi. So now the next case was, let's take Echad Vithnim. Right, we're still, Rabba's now giving us the full text of the Braisa. Echa b'fnim and Echa b'chutz. So I shechted the first kachim animal, the mother, inside. And then, doesn't matter, it could be the child inside. The osus, no, doesn't matter the order. I shefted the mother inside. And then I shefted the mother outside. So lirabonon, rishon kosher v'potter. The first one's a kosher valid carbon. You didn't violate anything, completely potter. The sheni is puzzled because of shchutei chutz. Why is it puzzled because of shchutei chutz? It's also that problem also as well. Because the first shchita is shchita's kachim, the valid shchita. So now the second one has an also has no problem. So the outside one, you are potter from carbon of shchutei chutz, because you're not shefting an animal that's viable as a carbon right now. But lo Rabbi Shimon, sheni v'lo tase. Rabbi Shimon's going to say, the second one you get a lot. Because the first one's not an island shrita for osav espino, so therefore you have it. It's not, therefore what? So Gemara asks the isaka daita ain osav espino no bekachim. Now if you're going to tell me that osav espino is not no bekachim, sheni amay blo tasev esulo. Why according to Shimon you're only getting a lav here? You should get karis nami lechayev. You should be chayev karis for shchutei chutz in the second one. Again, say it outside. You shaft the first carbon inside, the mother inside. That's a valid hakrava. Now you have the second one, you're coming outside. Well, what happens with Shimon view that first shchita? Yeah, that first shchita was valid as a carbon, but it's not, it's a shchita in Ruya because you had the whole Zerikas Adam issue. So there's no Mechusar's mind now. You would be able to shef the kid, the child, to check the offspring inside as a valid carbon right now. So I shefted outside, why is Shimon saying that you're only getting a lav? If he holds that in also there's no Vikachim, so you should be chayav karis in this case, you should be getting a lav. Is good. It's not considered a valid shchita for anything other than the kachim, because it's shchita she'in. Doesn't matter. It's a shchita she'in aruya. There's no shchita by kachim, according to, because it didn't accomplish the full goals of shchita. Therefore, it's not considered a full fledged shchita. If it's not a full fledged shchita, there's no concept of osav yezbino. So what? It's still a shchita's kachim. Rav Shimon's holding. We're saying that Rav Shimon holds that there's no osav yezbino by shchita's kachim. But shchita's kachim is missing the concept that it alone validates the animal after it's killed. That's what we said yesterday. That's the kicker. That's the whole chiddush of Shimon. That you have to wait for Zerika. That's what the Gemara said yesterday. He says shchitas kachin. He says the kama the lo zorik dam lo mishrei baser. So that's not considered a shchita haroy lachila. It's not a shchita haroy lachila. Osav esvino doesn't kick in according to Shimon. That's the whole chiddush of Shimon. Very wild concept because what you're struggling with is that. Wait a second, it's a valid hakrava. So clearly, fine, it was a valid hakrava, but it's not a shrita that Gabi also gets to know. Doesn't make a difference. That's Tosa said yesterday. It doesn't make a difference when this rikum was done. The premise is that by kachim, when you shef a kachim animal, the shrita is not the lone matter. You need zrika's dam. So therefore, the shrita is deficient like Gabi also gets to know. In order for osav esbino, right, in order for osav esbino to work, to kick in, you have to have a shchita that is complete. The shchita alone is what takes care, according to Shimon. That's what we're talking about. We just said, we started the whole thing, Amar Rav Hanuna, right? That was the whole thing, Amar Rav Hanuna. We're the higher of Shimon, Omer of Shimon, ain't osav esbino no v'kachim. So now we're asking, if he says ain't osav esbino no v'kachim, what's the lav here? Why are you getting a lav? You should get kares, because it wasn't a valid shchita. We don't know mechusas man. So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava's going to say no. Listen, you have to say. First of all, he has to say that there is a Ella Amar Rava. Rava says Hakik Amar. This is what you say. Hakik Amar Rav Hamnuna. Ein Malchus also if you don't know the kachim. There's no Malchus when it comes to kachim. But Keva the Kama will zarek dam no mishrei basa. But in the kashafit having hasra suffik. Hasra suffik no mishrei hasra. That's the second way around. He's saying like this. Definitely, Rav Shimon is going to say that the issue of Oso Vesbino is no Vikachim. Why? It's like what you're saying. Because the Shrita of Rishon Vikachim was a valid Shrita. It was a valid Shrita. Even though that so long as he didn't throw the blood, the Shrita isn't Matya the meat. But once you threw the blood, you were Matya the Basar. So now it goes back that the first Shrita is a Shrita Ruya. So therefore, you're not allowed to shech the second one. So Oso Vesbino is no way. You're not allowed to shech the second one. So why is he only getting a lav and not getting malchus when he shefts the second one? Because why? The shchita only becomes valid if he throws the blood. So I'm coming now and I'm shefting the second one and I'm shefting the second one, right? So also no vikachim. Kaven Kamdalo Zurakdam, no mystery buster. So long as I didn't throw the blood, that Shechen Shrita is not a real Shrita. So you're going to give me Hasra at the time that I do the Shrita. Well, we're going to go with the Girsa over here. The major my focus on the Girsa. The major point with the Girsa here, which is the Shrita of Tavsos. Basically, he's saying that so long as I don't throw, when I Shecht it, what Hasra are you giving me? If you throw the blood, Hasra has to mean, if you do A, it's B, it's a violation. But here there's another condition that has to be applied. You can't give me a Baal Hasra. So if you can't give me a Baal Hasra, I can't get Malchus. But it's not a Baal Shkutei Chutz unless I throw the blood. Correct. What are you going to say? I don't know. He seems to be saying it's not... Because again, a Shkita's Kachim is not a Baal Shkita until the Zrika is done. Before I throw the blood, it doesn't constitute shchita according to Rav Shimon. So the second guy is now coming up. What's the case of this? The second case? It's echa b'pnim ve'echa b'chutz. So the first one is shechted valid. The zrika is done. Now I'm coming to go to shecht the second one. So even if it's inside, I said even if I'm shechting it inside, what happened? I'm shechting it inside. They didn't tell me what. Don't shecht it, because if you shecht it and then you throw the blood, you're going to violate an Isser. Okay, so I sheft it, and I don't throw the blood. Well, you can't, there's no Hasra. This Hasra doesn't work. It's Hasra Suffolk. Because even if I would sheft it, there's a Suffolk whether or not I'll get Malchus. Because there's a Suffolk as to whether or not I'll throw the blood. Therefore, he says that you only get a lav, you don't get Malchus. Right. Right. Yeah, but you're saying if you do this and you do this, that's the problem. So because you have that process, you can't give a straightforward hasra, and you can't give a straightforward hasra. It's called hasra suffix. That's the part of hasra suffix, and therefore there's no malchus. I have no idea. I love how you ask those questions. Like I know it says anywhere else in Shas. I have no idea. Why? Hasra suffix says if you. Right. But it may not... That's not a valid straw. I'm standing here with a knife to shut the animal. So what? You gotta give me a straw right now. So, that straw right... According to Rav Shimon. That's why he's saying you're only going to get, but that's why he's saying you're getting a lav. Exactly. So he says you don't get Malchus. You get a lav. You can't get Malchus. That's what Rosh Hashanah just said. Correct. Right. But other Rabba Tameh, and Rabba goes according to Mashita, the Amar Rabba. Rabba says, let's follow the cases. He, right, Hulin, Ubinah Shlomim. The mother is Hulin. The child is Kachim for Shlomim. Okay, so according to according to Rosh Hashanah, to make a difference as to which one you check first. If you shech the chulin, there's no conditions by the chulin. You shech the chulin one first, wherever it's supposed to be. The yachar kach shech the shlamin, and then you shech the shlamin, you putter. Why you putter? Because, it's hasra suffik here again. You shech the chulin. That's a valid shchita. Osav espino kicks in on the shlamin. But osav espino is only going to apply to the shlamin if you do the second one as a full-fledged shchita. I don't do a full-fledged shchita on shlamin until I throw the blood. Same thing we just said before. Till I throw the blood. We'll go to Garash. Let's make sure we get it right there. Unless Rashi doesn't go by us, because again, he has a different... You shattered the pulling first. Well, we're doing one case. Okay? We have the cases. You have one is pulling, one is shlomen. Okay, so now let's say you went ahead and you shefted, let's just call it, you shefted the full in one first. Outside. Valid shrita. Now you come to shecht the kachim one. According to the chachamim, most of us been up. It's a big problem, most of us been up. According to Rav Shimon, you get malchus. According to Rav Shimon, there is also vesmino, but you still can't get the malchus. Because when I'm standing in the base of Mikdash with my knife, about to shecht the child, there's hasra something. What about the other way around? If I do the shlamin, and then I throw the blood, to deal with you. If I do the shlamin, and I throw the blood, so now what I do, they're full-fledged shchita, legabe the shlamin, right? the achar kach shekulin. Then I go outside. I go outside. I go to the pen and I shef the offspring. Even points of Shimon now, we're going to say that you're chayim. Because you threw the blood. The first one is full fledged shechita. And now you're shefing the kid, the offspring, also be as benel. No, but we just said that Rabbah held, Rabbah flipped what we said, Rabbah flipped from us and said that once you throw the blood, then it becomes, retroactively becomes a full shechita. But Amar Rabbah, we're not the following case. Chulin, he chulin ubena ola. One's chulin, the other one's an ola. What's the difference between an ola and a shlomim? Shlomim's eaten, an ola's not. Chul go ola gabi is bad. So lo mi vaye, you don't ask, shachat chulin viachakach shachat ola de pater. If you shech the chulin first, and then you shech the ola, your putter, again, because they had no problem with asra suffering. That's the same thing. The question is, though, now, let's say, el afilu shachat ola. You shech the ola, and you throw the blood, the achakach shachat chulin, still, Rav is going to say that you're putter. Why? Because shchita kamaisel av shchita basachilik. No one eats the first animal. It's an ola. All right, that's the answer. That's going to be the answer. But that's what. But he's expanding, the saying that you have to be able to hear. That's my focus. What's achilah mean over here? Rav Yaakov Amar, Amar Rav Yochanan achilas was beishma achilah. No, there's two types of achilah. Let's throw that in question also. Then we can say right here we're bringing my time. The Amar Kvar Pasuk says by Figel says in heyachol yeachel mivosar zev shlomo biyomash lishli or itzeh amraki vosar loy chesed Figel yeah. It says heyachol yeachel shtei achilas achasim edaber echad achilas adam echad achilas mizbeach. So he says there's no difference between the Ola and the Shlomim. Point to Rava though, that when it's Gabe Shrita for Osir is Beno, you're going to require a Shrita that validates the animal to be eaten by a human, for human consumption. So if you have an Ola and there's no human consumption, that's not considered Shrita, even if you threw the blood, so therefore you're going to be Putter. I guess you'll be Putter for Osir is Beno. Yeah, I mean, it says Putter, but I guess the Chachila you'd be allowed to do it, because it's not. There's no not even issue of Asura Suffolk anymore. The first Shrita is was a Shrita Roy, was a Shrita Roy. Right, that's what we're saying over here, according to this. That's what we're saying over here, that he does hold that also as we know by Kachim, if the first animal was shechted and there was Rika Sadam. Now comes the second animal in the Kachim. If you sheft it, there is a technical violation of Osos Beno. There is an Osos Beno, but it's a technical tour for Malthus because of the Asura Suffolk issue. Okay. Fine. So that Osos Beno. Now we can actually see Rav Shimon Shvita. Hashochet. Let's say you sheft it. The name's a trefa. Turns out that one of the animals is a trefa. And Hashochet la Bodozoro. You sheft one of them. You sheft an animal of Bodozoro. There's Shochet Paraskatas. You sheft the Paraduma. Or you sheft the Shor in Niskal. Or you sheft an Egla Rupa. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says Pater Osov as we know in this instance, because the Shrita Shein Ruhi. The first Shrita is an invalid Shrita. You can't eat a Trefa. Shokhe Bodozara, you can't eat it. Right? Paraduma is not La'afila. Shor Nisna is Asa Rahana. And Eglarufa, you also can't eat it. Shechting those animals doesn't accomplish anything with Shrita. So the kid, you shech the offspring afterwards, or the mother afterwards, well, it would have to be the mother. Because by Parafatas, if the mother's the Parafatas, how did it have a kid? So it must be by Paraskatas and Eglarufa that it's the offspring, that's the Paraskatas, the Eglarufa shepherd first. Rav Shimon Poter, Chachamim Mechaydin. The Chachamim say he still got Machas for Osas Beno, because they say as long as you do a Val Shchita, right? Even if it's a Shchita She'en Ruhi L'Achil, but it's a Val Shchita, you still get Machas. But the Chachamim are going to agree, Shochet Unisnabla B'yodo. At the time of Shchita, it becomes a Nevela. Somehow something happens to it. You mess it up. Or Hanocher, or you don't shut the Simonim the proper way, you know, you tear the simanim, the chen ha-ma'akir, you do the ikor of the simanim, you go to the back and pull out, pater mishum osu v'spino. In that case, it's pater mishum osu v'spino. Why? Rashi points out, pater afilu rabbanon, the halek of shrita klau. This isn't even a shrita anymore. If I shoot the animal, that's not shrita. The only issue is shrita. The first case is there was a shrita she'en royu l'achila, but you still did an act of shrita. Here, I didn't even do an act of shrita. Rashi says, afilu rabbanon, the halek like of shrita klau. The low dumb the shita the L at all, the Hashem Shita Alsa Ika, but over Akir Gornali Pasa. It's some outside factor that makes it possible Akila. Here it's not even a Shita. A what? No, like it's brayro. I shef the animal, and as I'm shefing the animal, I mess up. Fine, but bottom line is, if you shef an animal and it turns out as you shef the animal, you do something to turn it into a nevela, or was a nevela to begin with, or I shot the animal. That's not retroactive. That's not an act of shmita. Period. But don't argue in that case. But shochet, no, the first case is your putter. Is that your chayav? But that's an act of shmita. No, you're missing the read the permission again. Hashochet v'nimtza treifa shochet l'shem ol dezara shochet paras chatas shor niskal egal rufer v'shimin poter kamen mechayim. But shochet islava biyado nocher me'aker poter v'shem also is b'no, because the first shmita is not a shmita. There was no shmita. What do you mean? Because if I shef the treifa, it still has validity. What do we say what treifa does? If I shef the treifa, it doesn't have to come with the veil. It's still an act of shechita. Shefting two simanim is an act of shechita, no matter what, according to the Kabbalah. But if I shef one siman, or I rip the simanim, that's not an act of shechita. Because Kabbalah don't hold. Kabbalah don't hold. In the first cases, when I take a paraduma, I shut the paraduma. Is that an act of shechita? Is that an act of shechita though? So Chachamim say, as long as you have an act of shechita, you have a problem. The second case, when I shoot the animal in the head, is that an act of shechita? No. No. So if I shech the simanim improperly, is that an act of shechita? No. So therefore, I don't know the issue of most of this for now. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, Lo shanu. Now Mishnah, when the Chachamim say that you mechayev for osos beno, is Ella Sheshachot Rishon L'Avodah Zarah. What's the case? We said the Sheshachot L'Avodah Zarah. So Rav Shimon says, when the Chacham says about the Avodah Zarah case that you're Chayiv, that means you shefted the first one for L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and Hasheni, the second one you shefted, Rishol Chano. Because even though the first Shvita is your Mechayiv Misa because of Avodah Zarah, well, because we had the whole thing. How are you Chayiv for Shvita on Shabbos? You say you're not Chayiv, it doesn't possible, you're not considered a Mumar. Not considered a mumar until the second one. You're not considered. You know, we had the same. The mars and yadal. We had the same things. So whatever the answers over there, you'll find the answers over here. So shochet rishon levod zara and the sheni l'shulchan. So even though the first rishon is mechayev you misa, nevertheless you mechayev malchus because also is beno on the second one. But if you shech the rishon l'shulchan, okay, and now I'm shechting the sheni levod zara, I'm pata from malchus. Why? The kimli of the rabbi. Because I'm chayim misa for speaking of Odozara. So misa malchus, I only get misa. It's kimli of the rabbi. So comes with Yochan and says, what are you telling me this for? Every third grader knows about kimli of the rabbi. I'm alone, Rabbi Yonah's son. Zo, I feel kinoch of somebody's rabbi. Yonah knows so. Amr said that. He said, every third grader knows the din of kimli of the rabbi. So what's the chiddush over here? Rabbi Yochan says that. Ella, chavushas are so tough. They're not tough on each other. Ella, ta'amim, there's sometimes that a few shochet rishon the shulchano v'ashen avodah zara chayin. There are some times that even if you do the rishon for shulchano and you do the second one for the avodah zara, which you would think is kimle v'ravine, you would still be chayiv. You still be chayiv. Why? He goes the asher bay. Let's say before you shechted the second one, they gave you hasra mishum osav es beno below asher bay mishum avodah zara. So what happens? I shecht the first one, fine. I shecht the second one, about to shecht the same avodah zara, and they give me hasra. What? You know, if you shech the second one, you can violate also what's been up. And I shech to the shame of Avodah Zarah. I never got a straw in the Avodah Zarah. So I don't have a chayav misa. But I got a straw for also what's been up, chayav malchus. So even in this case, even though I'm doing an act that technically would be chayav misa and malchus, since I'm only getting malchus, since I only got a straw for the malchus, I only get the malchus. But Rabbi Mishlokish argues. Mishlokish says no. As long as the act, it doesn't matter what the Hasra is, as long as the act is something that had all the conditions been satisfied, I wouldn't be Chayav Misa, I can't be Chayav Malchus in that case. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Keva Nechi Asurbe. Had they warned me appropriately, Putter, I would have been Putter Mi Malchus, Kilo Asurbe, so even if they don't give me the proper Hasra, Nami Putter, I'm also Putter. Because he holds that Kinle is not the actual, it's the potential. Whatever the potential, by the potential Chi of Misa, same Machlok we have, well, he's just something to show game. Let's see the second. But the potential for Misa in this act, I'm putter for the Menachem Malchus. The Azul Tarmayo, and they go according to their Shita, the Chi Aser Rabdimi, when Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, they'll Omar, he says as follows. Chayobe Misos, Shogdim. Let's say, I violated an iser that will be mechayev misa, but I didn't had they warned me. They didn't warn me, so it's shogeg. They didn't warn me, so it's a violation. It was shogeg. And chayav imatu shogeg, or I violated an avera that without hasra. But had I had hasra, I would have been obligated to receive malchus. V'dover achar. At the same time, I did that. I obligate myself in a fee of mamon, whatever the case would be. I have a fee of mamon, so you can pull the sheikhs right away. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayim, I had to pay the mamon. Why? Because in actuality, I am not chayiv the miso the malchus. There's no kimlay, so I'm chayiv the mamon. Reish Lakish Amar Potter. Reish Lakish says I'm Potter. Why? Because it doesn't matter what happens in actuality. It's the potential. The potential for miso or malchus obviates the fee of mamon. So Reish Lakish Amar Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Why? The halal asher bay. They didn't give me asra. Therefore, I can't say kimlay because there's no actual fee of malchus or miso. Reish Lakish Amar Potter. Kevan, the Chi Asher Bey, had they warned me, I would have been Potter, Kilo Asher Bey, Nami Potter. So just because the potential existed, they would have been Chayev, the more stringent punishment, so I'm Potter from the less stringent punishment. So then the Gemara asks, okay, now you just gave us two examples. Why did I need to give you both same locus? Why do I need both? Utsricha, and we need Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish to teach us the Machlokas of both these dinim, because Gemara's not saying we wouldn't be able to learn one from the other. D.E. Ashmer Inun Baha. Had we just learned their machlokas in our Mishnah, which was whether your machayev malchus on a maisa that had they warned me, I would have been chayev misa, Baha ka'amar Reish Lakish, you would say, and only in this case, Reish Lakish says that you're not chayev malchus. Why? Rashi is going to say, Ikra Kasim Sefer. Rashi says, Baha ka'amar Reish Lakish, if you look at the lines get wide, it's the second Divra Master. Baha ka'amar Reish Lakish, to put to me malchus. This is a sad misa in the shmita. You move the Torah's malchus midei. The tarki the guf will rami alai. Because both these punishments, misa and malchus, would be a punishment on your guf. That's the distinction he's making. Hilchav atzilu lo asher bein the misa. Therefore, even if they would have given you hasra for misa, you would say leka malchus. It's about their guf. About chiyuvi misa shogim a davar acher. But misa and mamon, you go mamon. The chad of the guf of the chad of the mona, and that one is guf and one is mamon. Ema tarvaya rami olei. Maybe they both fall on you. Or mi hecha the mikdal lo mishalim mishum kimlev the rabbi name. Or hecha lo mikdal mishalim. Rashi is saying that Reish Lakish is basically saying that your havamina was that kimlev works in two different ways. That's how I'm understanding it. The havamina was is that kimlev by misa and malchus. Kimlev by two things on the guf. The second punishment is not even chal. Not even chal. But kimlei, when it came to misa and mamon, havamina would have been, it's chal, both are chal, just once you get the misa, you don't get the mamon. But it's there. That would have been your havamina. So Reish Lakish would have said, you know what, over here, if it's misa and if both are in the book, misa and mamos, they're not, then that's where they're not chal. But over there, it was misa and mamon, they were both for chal. Only if you got the misa does the mamon not exist. You didn't get the misa, you get the mamon. Kamash Malani doesn't say that. That, I think, is the havamina. Right, Baha Ka'amar Reish Lakish, Abba Baha Ima Modele, the Rabbi Yochanan, and the Itmar Baha. And if you had it only in the case, over there, it's the complete opposite. The Itmar Baha, the Machlokas was only by the case of Mamon, of Misa and Mamon. Right, if Mamon and Misa are Machlokas, you would say Baha, in that case, Ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe only there Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if you didn't get Baal Hasra, you still would get the punishment of Mamon. Why? Because his havmina also would have been that they're both chal. You need to, and if you get one, you don't get the other. But if you don't get the misa, you would get the Mamon. Because if one's on the book and one's in the Mamon. But Abba Baha, but over here, maybe he would hold that if you have two punishments that are both chal on the book, he would say that unless you actually get, he would agree with Reish Lakish that it doesn't matter because they're both chal. That you don't give it at all. You don't give it at all to them. And then we say Kamash Malan, that he does hold like that. Kamash Malan, that he says that you do. No, but it's the other way around. Wait a second. Do it again. The Yitmer Baha, if they weren't, start again. The Yitmer Baha, if they were not Cholik, if they were only had the Machlokas by the case of Mamon and Malchus, and they weren't Cholik in our Mishnah of Malchus and Misa, we would say that Baha, only by the case of Mamon and Malchus, or Mamon and Misa, that Rakamar of Yochanan, that's where Yochanan said that you mechayev mamon if you don't get the misa, because there it's one schiyus on the mamon and one schiyus on the goof. They're both mutal on the person. They both go on the person, and if they don't get hasarar for one, you get the punishment for the other. About Baha, in our case, where it's Malkos and Misa, right? So both of them are chal on the goof. Ema model Reb Shimon main lachish. Rashi says the low rami Torah Malkos b'averus on Misa cloud. Right, because maybe he would say the Grish Lakos. Grish Lakos holds that if you have Misa Mamor, it doesn't matter. Once I have two things that fall on the goof, you only get one. You would say the Havamina would have been that Reish Lakish would agree to, Reish Lakish, that when it comes to Mamon and Misa, there is no Chiyuv of both. There's only one Chiyuv. So it doesn't matter that he didn't actually get punished. The second one never had a Chiyuv. Kamash Mani says, you have the Chiyuv. Okay, we'll stop here because the next is the question that runs to the Mishnah. It's a tough piece of Gemara. You got to just think it out. Have a good day.